37 states allow the use of medical marijuana, 19 allow its recreational use. But it remains an illegal Class 1 narcotic, akin to heroin at the federal level. A bipartisan group of lawmakers want to see that change.
This plant literally saved my life.
South Carolina House Republican Nancy Mace says she turned to cannabis after psych meds couldn't help her deal with the trauma of being raped. She's crafted legislation called the States Reform Act. She says it would create a regulatory framework for the cannabis industry to operate in all states while giving them room to limit cannabis use.
It looks at potency, labeling, consistency and concentration and packaging. It looks at ensuring that we can reduce the proclivity of the illicit market by having a very low federal excise tax at 3%. It looks at sales to unintended customers like kids in coordination with the FDA. It looks and takes social equity and capital access and lending for smaller businesses through the SBA. It ensures that there's parity with alcohol regulation. The regulatory framework already exists today. Commerce through TTB, medical through the FDA, growers through agriculture, et cetera, and the ATF. There's a safe harbor provision for veterans.
Marijuana arrests account for about 43% of all drug arrests, and 9 in 10 of them are for simple possession. Last month, President Joe Biden announced pardons for simple federal marijuana possession, and advocates for the incarcerated say it's a starting point, but more needs to be done, particularly for the disproportionate people of color caught up in the war on drugs.
Marijuana reform is racial justice.
Keita Haynes, senior legal advisor for Free Hearts, was incarcerated for 4 years for a federal marijuana-related charge that she was later acquitted of and went on to become a public defender. She now advocates for the rights of the incarcerated.
Those of us with convictions on our record experience a range of collateral consequences that impact the ability to acquire jobs, housing, education, licenses, the right to bear arms, the right to vote, and frankly, an individual's overall quality of life because of outdated and excessive prosecution. To correct the decades of injustice experienced at the hands of marijuana prohibition, our criminal records should automatically be expunged, restoring our rights to participate in society where we are no longer subjected to a host of collateral consequences or relegated to live as second-class shadow citizens. As for the thousands more still sitting in prison with marijuana convictions, some serving life, they should be released and have their records expunged, or at the very least, giving an opportunity to have their sentences reviewed and reduced.
Although Black and white people use cannabis at roughly the same rates, Black people are nearly 4 times more likely to be arrested for violating marijuana possession laws, which Maryland Democrat Jimmy Raskin says carries life-altering implications for employment, housing, and education. He says the MORE Act, which the House already passed, has built-in racial equity provisions to legalize marijuana and is calling on the Senate to also approve it.
A lot of communities, including especially people of color, individuals incarcerated for nonviolent offenses, veterans, and federal employees. It will also benefit the small businesses operating in states where cannabis has already been legalized by providing access to banking services. They will no longer have to operate on a cash-only basis, which is obviously dangerous and makes them ready targets for criminal gangs.
Republicans and Democrats spoke in favor of descheduling marijuana. It's taking it off the list of controlled substances. Doing that would allow regulation and drop its harsh prison penalties. The MORE Act would do that, but Republicans in the Senate, at least, have prevented it from passage. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.